Today will be Ezra Hashem, we learned Daf Kuf Beis and Masechet Shabbos. We'll be finishing Perek HaZerek and beginning Perek HaBoyne. Some of the key topics and concepts we'll discuss in today's Daf include Kol Chiyah B'chatois Ein Chayovin Atte Tchilasan V'Seifin Shkoga. In order for a person to be Chayav Kar Mechatos, he needs to be B'Shogig both when he starts the Malacha and when it is completed. If he throws something B'Shogig and then realizes that it is Shabbos before it lands, he's Pater. Ein Yedi L'chatzi Shir is the idea that the realization that a person did a half a share of malacha is not considered to be a realization, and if the person then does another half of the malacha b'shagig, he would be chayiv to bring a karb mechatas. The parak ends by introducing the principle that something can be considered to be 4x4 tefachim, even though it is in fact smaller than that. This is because machshavtei meshavilei makim. When a person intends for an item to land in a certain place, even if that place is less than 4 tefachim, the person's intention gives the area the status of a legitimate makom that is 4x4 tefachim. The first Mishnah in HaBoyne teaches that even the tiniest building would be chayiv mishum boyne. The Gemara elaborates on what it would take to be chayiv for building the different parts of a wall, and then records several cases where Rav and Shmuel disagree whether you are chayiv mishum boyne or mishum makom v'patash. Ein anias b'makom ashiris teaches that we never did things cheaply in the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. The grandeur of the Mikdash demands that we not skimp on spending for it.